This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You add things up, it's pretty simple. Virus cases are way, way higher in way more places. There is no relief package coming, probably February at the earliest, if at all, if everybody is honest with themselves. And that's it. That all spills over into the real economy, which the stock market is not, thank you very much, but which it does reflect. And so you get a cratering day on Wall Street today. All three major indices off 3.5%. All sectors got clobbered, including, with good reason, commercial aviation. We mentioned that because Boeing reported a quarterly loss of $466 million this morning. Planes just aren't selling right now. The company also said it's going to lay off another 7,000 people. So Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us going with a story about a company that is a big factor in that real economy I was talking about.
Boeing said today it expects to end next year with around 130,000 employees. It started 2020 with a workforce of 160,000. Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst at Thiel Group.
Historically, Boeing has been the world's single biggest plane maker and the biggest single exporting manufacturer in the U.S. So it really is a needle mover in terms of the broader economy.
And sort of like GE, Boeing has worked to diversify.
Boeing has a lot of commercial, military, defense, software, and engineering programs. It's not just building the big 747 jets of old.
That's Arthur Wheaton at Cornell University.
It's a pretty big corporation and has a huge impact on supply chains.
He says there's a vast array of subcontractors in the U.S. and worldwide that produce for and with Boeing. So when demand for Boeing products declines, it's felt by many of Boeing's 17,000 suppliers, like those who make jet engines and parts for wings.
Keep in mind, you know, these are not just people that are turning wrenches.
Michael Boyd is an aviation industry consultant in Evergreen, Colorado.
So it's not like just getting rid of a couple mechanics. You're getting rid of some highly trained people that you're going to have to get back eventually.
When people eventually return to flying. But Richard Abulafia at Thiel Group says his fear is that manufacturing will soon start feeling the pain of the pandemic like retail and hospitality already have.
And I think, unfortunately, we're bound to see additional production cuts and job losses in the commercial aerospace industry, along with other similar losses in other parts of the economy.
Because as the biggest companies go, so goes the American economy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.